For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino, and every week we come to you with a handful of new releases and great artists from across the Latin world, which we think you should check out.
You know, we don't really do theme shows. It's simply always about great new music. But I do have to say, the music we'll be listening to today is very creepy and dark, almost like out of a noir film or a Quentin Tarantino grindhouse soundtrack. Very psychotic and eerie.
Yes, definitely. On that note, I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Hide your murder axes and plug in your speakers. This is Alt Latino.
El hogar, entre la ruina y la rutina, es la 42. La verdad, aquí no hay ningún paisaje, pero tengo que inventar para vivir junto a tu ropa interior, para salir de este grasiento autobús, para olvidar al siniestro conductor, para evitar la cercanía.
Are they trying to be retro, or is this from the past?
No, this is a Spanish band, Los Claveles, which is relatively new. I discovered them last year with this song, which is called Nacional 42. And I think they're talking about Highway A42, which runs through Spain.
Huh.
They're talking about this place where the dry flowers grow and having to get off the greasy bus they're riding because he's afraid of the driver. It's a very alienated song. You know, the lyrics are slightly off. You know, he's saying this place between ruin and routine. That's the A42. Another thing he says, which I love, is he says, I heard it's cheaper to hate than to love, and we're in no position to spend.
But when you combine it with, you know, the very elemental instrumentation and the way the music sounds, it sounds, I think we heard it like a guitar out of tune initially, but that's part of their whole thing, it seems like.
There's like a dissonance, like the
right.
Chords and the vocals are slightly off, and to me it kind of reflects like an individual who's slightly off, who's a little bit off kilter, you know?
I know that dude.
El lugar, el lugar, el lugar, el lugar, el lugar.
We have a lot of rock and roll in today's show, and it's kind of like a response to the infatuation that Latin alternative had with disco last year. And Spain has kind of been responding to that with a really intense punk and rockabilly scene. Next up, I understand we have a fast train.
You gotta check this out. This is a one of a kind. We'll get to hear it right now.
All aboard!
What we're listening to right now is Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train.
Paying respects to the Oz man. See, I told you, one of a kind.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's one of a kind. You are so proud of this.
This is a band I found on an email about some activities going on in Los Angeles, and they mentioned, oh, and there's going to be a band playing heavy metal mariachi. Like, okay.
I better click on that and see what it's about.
You got me. So I checked it out, and I found this band called Metalachi. And they are just that, a group of guys who are doing heavy metal covers with mariachi instrumentation. And when you see the pictures on their website, one of the guys is dressed like Kiss, but with a sombrero, with the big heels, and they're all dressed very, very tongue-in-cheek mariachi, but heavy metal. I love the concept, because I'm a fan of heavy metal and a fan of mariachi. It's like the best of both worlds. I love these guys.
Or the worst. No, I really like this.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Felix, speaking of crazy rides, my next pick starts off with kind of a crazy ride. This is a Spanish punk band, Columpio Asesino, or The Killer Swing, and their song Toro, or Bull. So you're nodding along, which indicates to me perhaps you don't understand the lyrics, which say, come on baby, hop in my car, I'll paint a mustache on you, I need a good spanking.
I understood it completely. This song reminds me of, like, it could be a theme song for that film, No Country for Old Men.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like that really stark, scary intensity.
Yeah, well, these guys are from Pamplona, Spain, and this is their first single for their upcoming album, Diamantes, and they tend to have these very dark, cryptic lyrics in this hoarse tone of voice that, you know, gives me the chills, but it also really thrills me. And it's like he's saying, let's go for a spin, baby, and she hops in the car. And this whole song to me feels like their drive in that fast car, like in the middle of the night. And it's kind of out of control, but it's contained until it's no longer contained. And it's almost like they got to the nightclub and they hop out of the car and it's this explosion, this musical release in which she just takes him out into the dance floor. And she keeps saying, I'm gonna make you dance all night.
Cascabeles, mataderos de Uralita rodean la ciudad. No caímos en la trampa, hemos visto la cocina y vuestros hornos. No nos gusta cómo huelen. Te voy a hacer bailar toda la noche. Nos vamos a Berlín. No quiero reproches.
I like that. It's like a narrative, you know, like there's a build-up and a build-up and a build-up and this climax, and then you're on the dance floor. And that's something else we're seeing with a lot of these bands from Spain, like kind of trying to incorporate rock and roll into the dance floor.
It's also very retro, too, you know, that simple rhythms and the simple beats. The intro part sort of reminds me of that song Radar Love by Golden Earring, you know, sort of incessant pounding, you know, we're driving, we're driving, we're driving.
We'll be right back.
Next, we have a song by a guy that goes by a very scary name in and of itself.
That's Mexicans with Guns, and this is their song, Restart. So like I said, this is Mexicans with Guns, and this is Restart. This is a single off of the album Ceremony, which we're premiering the single here today on Alt Latino. The album doesn't come out until May 10th.
It's called Mexicans with Guns, but it's just one guy. I have a question about the name, but talk about the guy. Who's the guy?
He is a Mexican-American guy named Ernest Gonzalez, living in San Antonio, Texas, and he has a very strong local following right there. This is more his attempt to do something different and achieve a bigger sound than what he was doing under his own name.
Sonically, I loved it.
Really?
You know, oh yeah, man, like all the textures. It felt like these sinister waves, you know, at the beginning. And then these cloudy vocals, like she's locked in the closet or something, you know, it's like...
Oh, isn't it so creepy?
Yeah, it's very, very effective.
Well, can I tell you about the singer?
Yes.
This is featuring a woman named Sasha Pereira, who is a London-based MC of Sri Lankan descent, and she's with a band called Jacuzzi. First of all, the lyrics of this song, which is all about crop circles and things we don't understand, like mysteries of the world, this is straight, you know, for a soundtrack of X-Files, a movie. And her voice, I kept thinking of, like, an old movie star, like Mae West. Like, she has a very sexy and nasal, like, femme fatale voice.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept imagining her, like, in this big fur jacket, smoking a cigar and singing this song. No?
That's so funny how we always have different interpretations.
Anyway, it's good, right? It works.
Oh, yeah, it works very well. It's like it's obscured, you know, like there's clouds of sound in between us and the vocals, and it just kind of dissipates all over the place. If you listen to the track really carefully, the way he's constructed, he has these drum beats going on, all these drum machines and everything going on, but underneath you can hear these shakers and all these really organic instruments making that incessant rhythm. So it's layered on top of all this other thing. Just really, it's knocking me out. I love it. And we're talking about the band Mexicans with Guns. Perhaps we can have them on the show someday, because I'd like to know more about the name.
Yeah, you were a little bit weirded out by the name.
I was weirded out by the name, just given what's going on in Mexico right now,
and
all
I
across the country.
Thought the same.
It's just an interesting choice of name, and there's obviously something behind it. So maybe we can make that a project this year and talk to him and figure out what's going
maybe
on.
Maybe we'll
get
him to tell us for the blog. That's, by the way, a good chance to shout out to the blog. It's npr.org/altlatino. And, you know, we post every day, several times a day, about just all types of musical news, new bands, music reviews, and, you know, a lot of stuff that you don't get on the show. It's kind of like additional information to the show. So definitely check it out.
Speaking of evil and sensual women,
we have another brand new release. It's Chilean singer Andrea Roca and her new EP, which was released earlier this month. It's called Arar, or To Plow. And it's also this very dark pop. This is the song Beijos y Mordidas, or Kisses and Bites, which is in Portuguese.
Okay, this is one of those songs where we have to know what they're singing about.
Well, this is kind of like a love and death song all rolled into one. All this music we've been listening to, I feel like it sounds like something really bad is about to happen. This is more a song like something really bad just happened. She's just saying, you know, my red mouth on your head, it will be. The blood will flow on my hands. Kisses and bites. It's not clear whether she's gonna kiss and make love to this guy or bite his face off. And I find that her voice has an almost like a Nico or Mazzy Star like quality, like that very anemic singing style.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to pass out, but I'm going to sing this great song for you.
Before I go.
Yeah. I don't know. This song, I think it's lovely. It's just so celestial, but also very morbid. That clash of something that is very heavenly, but the lyrics are very violent and volatile. That makes for something quite shocking. I was gonna leave this song for next week's show, for Valentine's Day, but I loved it so much I just was really eager to share. But it is a good time to remind our listeners to send us suggestions for our Valentine's Day show, which airs next week.
So send us your celebrations of love and send us your breakup songs if that's where you are. Check in with us on our blog and send us your song suggestions.
So Felix, we've been talking during the show about a lot of ladies misbehaving and being bad. And nobody talks about it better than young Lido Pimienta. know, at the very beginning, I kind of wanted to start singing, You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Almost. It has that kind of choir boy feel to it.
I think, again, it's the paradox. You know, this song is called Buena Persona, or Good Person, and it's by Lido Pimienta, who is a Colombian living in Canada. She's very hot right now. I mean, everyone, every blog, everyone's talking about this new singer because, as you can hear, you know, she's doing some pretty amazing stuff. I think what makes this song give me goosebumps is she has a very childlike, angelic voice, and it really does sound like she's singing inside of an empty church. Mm-hmm. And what she's talking about is, you know, I really wish I was a good person. So it's kind of implied, like, that this person with an angelic voice is not a very good person. It has that kind of sinister quality to it.
I think what makes this song work too is that beat, that 6-8 rhythm. It's like a variation of the waltz. It's incessant. Again, it's a driving beat, but very subtle, very slow, almost like a dirge, like a march. A processional is
right.
More like it, yeah.
It kind of sounds like this is an a cappella song. It's yeah. Not, but it does, and it has like a very confessional quality
yeah.
To it.
Yeah. And now from a church to a band whose name you probably shouldn't say in church, Father Muckers.
Anda preparándote para cuando todos te den la espalda ser esplendoroso como una coreografía que preparan todo el día las niñas en los recreos escuchando la misma canción 6 veces repetida para cuando te des cuenta no tendrás a nadie excepto a ti y no va a quedar otra que perdonarte todo y ocupar la poca plata que le queda a la familia para irte lejos quizás no fuera de Chile.
So I picked this song by the Chilean band Father Muckers to end the show because the music is a little more uplifting than some of the heavier, darker tones that we've been exploring in this show. This song is called Lobo Mayor, or Alpha Wolf. And in the song, Father Muckers is talking about, you know, about telling someone, a figure in your life, you know, get out of here. Stop bothering me, Alpha Wolf. The video makes it really clear that what the song is about is a boy who is being physically abused by his stepfather or by his father, and that eventually he finds the courage to say, hey, get out of here, Alpha Wolf, stop it. In that sense, I guess it's a very liberating tune.
And thus, the very upbeat, almost buoyant music behind the lyrics. It's been an interesting collection of songs this week, as always. And as always, we want to continue the conversation on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And this is Alt Latino.